Bookstores are a good bet for sons and daughters searching for something to give dad. Essayist Ellis Coase took advantage of an opportunity to spread the gift of reading on this Father's Day.
Many of us take for granted the ability to read. Like liberty and life is an inalienable right, for most Americans, anyway. For certain Americans, particularly for poor black boys, literacy is a promise unfulfilled, a cornerstone of a comfortable life that never fell into place. Raised in many cases without books around the house, or discouraged by street-oriented peers from reading, some people never learn the secrets that books hold, and that's a huge problem, not just for those who remain illiterate, but for all society, which bears the cost. If you want to know who will end up in prison, look first at those who can't read. At least half of those in federal and state prisons are functionally illiterate. That statistic comes courtesy of the Village Foundation, an organization based in Alexandria, Virginia, that sees a crisis in the number of black males who are unable to read. Young black men read worse than any English-speaking population in the United States, worse than whites, worse than black females. Black boys average anywhere from 2.5 grade levels to 3.5 grade levels below their white male counterparts. Why are black men imprisoned at more than 4 times the rate of white males? The answer lies in the pages of a book that has not been read. Bobby Austin, the Village Foundation founder, is on a literacy crusade. He is asking people to celebrate Father's Day by giving a boy a book. I'm happy to oblige. A few things are very clear to me. If you are carrying a book, you probably are not carrying a gun. If you are invested in ideas, you are not likely to be invested in the street. And if you are enveloped in failure, literature can open the window of hope. Why pick Father's Day for a campaign directed at boys who don't have much to read? It makes wonderful sense. Boys grow up to become fathers. To give them a book now, to invite them to read, is to point them toward responsible parenthood and away from the jailhouse door. No, I'm not saying you should neglect your father on the one day of the year set aside to honor him. If you are lucky enough to have a dad who is a vital part of your life, please give him his due. He deserves your appreciation. But also take a moment to consider the forces that shaped him, and whether literature was among them, and whether the generation to come will be as fortunate as you.
Ellis Coase is a contributing editor at Newsweek and author of The Rage of a Privileged Class. For more information on giving a boy a book, visit www.villagefoundation.org.